For 57 years, Sir Frank Lowy has reigned over his Westfield shopping centre empire, but no longer. He's announced that the Westfield Corporation will be sold to French property giant Unibail Rodamco for $32 billion. And while Mr. Lowy says he'll still be involved in the new company, his role will be as an investor, not an executive. The ABC's business editor, Ian Verenda, joins us now from our Sydney studio. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Sarah.
How much of this is a reaction to the rise of online shopping at the expense of the mega malls and the traditional bricks and mortar shopping malls?
I think it's pretty much entirely a reaction to that. You know, the Lowy family for years have been extraordinarily good at constructing their empire. They've had various companies, some of which have been development, some of which have been construction. And in each case, some of which have been domestic, some of which have been international. And in each case, if you wanted to make money with the Lowy family, you followed their trail. So a couple of years ago, they actually sold most of the domestic operations, the Westfields that we all know, and concentrated on this international division. Now they're selling out of that. So what does that tell you after being in business of shopping malls since 1960? It tells you that things aren't particularly good.
Yeah, and what's driven this particular sale right now?
Well, I think it's an opportunity. They've managed to the share price for Westfield's been hammered this past year because, you know, in America particularly, and that's where most of their malls are, there's been a huge number of shops that have shut down, not just the small retailers either. You're talking about the Sears, the Macy's, the JCPenney's, the Kmart's. They've all reduced their footprint within shopping malls. That makes it much harder to extract rent, and that makes it very difficult to run that business. So they're selling out to a big French operation, which has a huge number of malls throughout Europe. The French group don't have much in America, so it's quite a good fit for them. But it's an opportunity for the Lowy family to, I think, extract their money and to get out of the business ultimately altogether.
Do you really think that this is an end of an era as far as Frank Lowy is concerned? And have we seen the last of his type?
Yeah, I think so. You know, like probably 30, 40, 50 years ago, we saw quite a few dynasties, family dynasties running major public corporations. You know, the Murdochs, the Fairfaxes, you know, mostly media operations. But the Lowy family was, you know, they've controlled this company with about 8% of the stock, which is highly unusual because normally big institutional investors would not tolerate that because they see it as being run as a family company for the benefit of the family and not for all shareholders. So it's unlikely we're going to see a repeat of this type of structure in the future. It is the end of an era.
And he'll be staying on just as an investor, not an executive.
Not as an executive, but they will both, Frank Lowy and I think one of the sons, Peter Lowy, will have an advisory role on one of the advisory boards. So not a direct role, and that'll give them the opportunity to actually sell down their shares if they need to.
Excellent. Ian Verenda, thank you very much for joining us this morning.